This is the Miracle
Show.
Miracle Show is produced by Church, Biblical Church, Global Church of God, and the nationwide and worldwide Biblical Church. We teach the Bible as it is, and we teach why and how it can be to your success when you apply the information. There's a saying, old saying, knowledge is power, but I say to you that's a wrong statement, or correct statement. It's knowledge is no power, only applied knowledge is power. So apply the knowledge what you hear in this show. And this is your host, Dr. Christian, and we study the Bible and how to apply the biblical principle for our life. We have all these texts, most of the material is in a text form in our website, and the website is www.ggc1.org.weebly.com. Weebly is the web provider, about W-E-E-B-L-Y. You obviously already know the website because you are listening to this. We also have an affiliated organization which is sharing our material. Save the American Family, world's leading family-related website. I also do blogging there, and I do blogging in this church website, and I have about a million readers worldwide go to our websites and study the blogs and the staff article. Staff is the Save the American Family, affiliated SDF. Staff website is a right-hand side blog. Now, we are giving you continuing education, college and university credits. They are free. They never expire. They're valid worldwide. When you register as a listener, go to our website, www.ggc1.org.weebly.com. There are radio and TV shows, and look at the instructions how to become a listener. Have your children also earning these college degrees? Many colleges will take them. Now, if they are very old, the credits, they are questionable. So decide what to do. Now, anyway, the most important thing what you can do for your family is to have a family meeting. What's a family meeting? Once a week, 2 to 3 hours, preferably outside in the nature by the river. If you live in New York City, as an example, go to Hudson River, upstate, and find a place where it's nice to see the river and where you have the nature, because the nature is healing. The river is healing, and there even there might be raining, and somehow sit in the car or find somehow another location where you are protected by the shower so you don't get wet. Have this family meeting once a week. What is a family meeting? During the week, everybody studies the same material that you start, what you agree 1 week beforehand. Take the Bible, study the Bible starting from Proverbs. The purpose is to study the whole Bible. That takes about 5 to 7 years. What doesn't matter how long it takes, as long as you start studying. Many people have opinion for the Bible, but they never even open the Bible. Have a modern language Bible, go to the website, go to the internet and study the modern language website. If it says, for example, it's a New Living Bible or the modern Bible, whatever it says in English, have a modern language Bible in your first language also. If you have some other language as a first language, study both. Have an English modern language Bible and your whole first language Bible in the modern language. Then you learn English at the same time. If you are better in English, more advanced in English, study everything in English, because then you learn even more English. That's your benefit. The family meeting is today you meet with your family and decide what you're going to study all during that week. And then you discuss the material that everybody has studied during the week in the family meeting. And everybody there is sitting and discussing the material, and somebody's leading the group. And have your children leading the group also, then they learn the leading, because group leading skills, and they can sign in the schools. Have toddlers in the meeting, have even babies in the meeting. They will learn and to understand, even though they don't necessarily even speak the babies yet. Please understand, the babies already understand music and speaking in the womb. So don't you think they understand when they come outside from the womb? So of course they do. And this is the best thing you can do for your family, to have the family meeting. Because it reunites the family, strengthens the family union, it strengthens your marriage, makes your marriage happier, guaranteed it will, and you live all longer. And as soon after, whenever your children are gone, they will thank you for the rest of their lives that you give this family meeting. And you will understand that the why when you start and do this year after year, years after year, they hold your rest of your life. When the children are gone, have the family meeting with your friends and never end it. When your children will do it in their own home, they will understand the same benefits from the material. But at the same time, remember now, apply the information, there's otherwise no power with the knowledge. So start with the Proverbs, that's an easy to understand practical information. It is a good idea to take the Proverbs, something there, and then take a little bit from the New Testament, then a little bit on the Old Testament, and then take a little bit of the Revelation. Now, one thing in addition is important, when our website you call to Successology tab, you'll find there 101 pieces of evidence that God has put in the Bible to us to understand and to prove that it is written by God, not by humans. What this does mean? Of course, the humans were written it down. God used the humans as his secretaries. Why did God use Jewish people as his secretaries? One reason definitely is that the Jewish people had at that time one of the most advanced writing technology, but God must have other reasons also. The point is, it doesn't matter whom he used. He used human beings. It doesn't matter what the nation was he chose. He chose Israel people as his secretaries. Now, God must have dictated the Bible, because those people who wrote down the Bible during several thousand years, Bible writing started about 4,000 years ago. What is the purpose of the Bible? God made us the Bible, for us the Bible as a success book of life. When you study old-fashioned language, the Bible in a old-fashioned language, you can understand. You have to have modern language to understand. I give you some examples. The commandments, 10 commandments. Who wants to be commanded? Nobody. 10 commandments in the modern language means 10 success laws. What is sin? Most people don't know what the sin is. Sin is, in a modern language, is breaking the success law. Of course, if you break in a success law or health law, you get in trouble. God doesn't want to put you in trouble. You put yourself in trouble in lack of knowledge, or otherwise don't follow the advice. So God wants you to learn. Everything is in the Bible, what you need to know for a good, healthy life. I guarantee you that, because I know that. I had 3 different doctorates. One is in nutrition, one is in counseling, one is in naturopathic medicine. So I must know something about the healthy lifestyle and nutrition. And I tell you that everything is there in a couple of pages for the modern science. Knows modern nutritional science knows about good nutrition. It's in about 2 pages. That's all, and it's the same information there. Now, what are the 101 evidences? Every month, every week, take a little bit of those 101 evidences that everybody can at last start understanding that somebody who knew the secrets of the sciences, secrets of the universe, secrets knows you everything, because their predictions what will happen in the future after 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, in exact details. Those people who wrote down the Bible, they couldn't have known these kinds of science things. They couldn't have known the predictions from the future. This is impossible. So somebody who knew the secrets, what's going to happen in the future, what has happened in the past, and what the science is, must have dictated to them. That makes sense to you. If not, look in the mirror and be ashamed, because this is the case. Why did God put these 101 evidences there in the Bible? Because he wants us to understand that he dictated them, that somebody who is stronger in knowledge than a human being, any human being, must have done it, and that somebody he calls himself the God, and that is the case. Then you start understanding better these things. So take material from Proverbs, from the New Testament, from the beginning, from the Old Testament and from Revelation, Revelation, and then from this our website we have put there for you the 101 science evidences from the Bible. Those are evidences for pieces that read in the Bible about those people who wrote down the Bible by the dictation of God, people who couldn't possibly know what's going to happen in the future, and people who know science facts that are discovered 1 year ago, or 100 years ago, or 1,000 years ago, or 500 years ago, or whatever years ago, but they are still there. They are there that they, you can understand that it's God who stated the dictation. So start understanding this. Now, today we have here a topic about, let me tell you something about something else as an example. How crazy we are in this world. We ruin this world all over. As a little thing. By the way, before we go forward, there's a text on the website, most of these are radio shows. Then you go to our website, www.ccc1org.bibli.com, and find the radio TV shows, and there you find the date. Today is April 1, 2015, and there is a text. Most of these have a text. If it's not a text, I will tell you in the show. I take a little bit tiny example of rhino, R-I-H-I-N-O, the animal rhino. A total of 1,004 rhinos in South Africa were illegally killed in 2013, 1 year. Rhinos dying out from the whole world. But anyway, compared with just 13 were killed in 2007. Only 13 was killed 2007. But 2013, only 6 years difference, 1,004 is killed. So I like 1,000 more. Despite this increased supply of rhino horn, though it continues to be in such a high demand that it can cost more per kilogram than gold. The rhino little horn that the rhino has in front cost more than gold. Gold, yes. So a single horn can fetch up to $500,000. Isn't that then the wonder that they kill them? So we have to do something about that, otherwise we are going to kill them all. So are we crazy? Or are there, is the, and who is doing this? The devil. Devil is destroying our world. Yes, what is a devil? It's a fallen angel that was kicked out from the earth. We have got this through and kicked out from the heaven and put on earth. And then the human being, Adam and Eve, was created to conquer the devil's power. That means you are, coming from Adam and Eve, you are stronger than devil. So you don't need any bad things in your life. You can fight the devil. Devil wants us to ruin this world, destroy this world, pollute this world, and be sick. Devil wants everything bad because he enjoys that. Because he knows his time is short, and when Jesus comes back, as the Bible says, and I say to you again, why wouldn't Jesus come back? Why wouldn't Jesus be alive? Why would Jesus not be in heaven? Because the Bible says so. Because you have this 101 evidences there showing that the Bible must be dictated by somebody who knows what the facts are. And all what the Bible says has happened. And all what is written there has happened. So start doing this. Have the family meeting. Start this. Doing this family meeting is the best thing in your life. It will also strengthen your marriage. It will make you happier in your marriage. It will strengthen your family life. I cannot stop using these words and saying this statement because you need this. So that was only one example of the craziness about the nature of what we do. But let's see about the Easter time. Is Easter really a Christian celebration? Easter is described in Encyclopedia Britannica as the principal festival of the Christian Church that celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. However, is it a Christian celebration? First of all, the Easter is said to be a principal festival of the Christian Church that celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ didn't ask us to celebrate his resurrection. Jesus Christ really said something else. He asked us to celebrate his death. Communion, he said, Last Supper, do this for remembering my death. God in form of Jesus asked us to celebrate his death. Because the death is the key here. And why is the key? Because we are going to all die, but we are going to get up from the death like Jesus did. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ will come back from death. If you believe that, you are going to do the same thing. If I believe that, you are going to do the same thing. And you are going to be in a paradise and for the rest of your life living forever. That's your choice. And why would this not all be true? Because it's in the Bible. And the Bible has the evidences that everything what's there is true. I just explained to you. If you don't believe this, then look in the mirror and be ashamed. Because this is the fact and this is all logical. So let's go. To establish the authenticity of an artifact, attention to detail is critical. Similarly, for us to see whether Easter is a Christian celebration, it is essential that we take a look at the details related to Easter. First of all, Jesus asked his followers to commemorate not his resurrection, but his death. The Apostle Paul called this occasion the Lord's evening meal. This is in 1 Corinthians 11:20. It's in Luke 22:19-20. Additionally, many of the Easter traditions have little to do with Jesus' resurrection, states the Britannica, but derive from folks' customs. For instance, recounting the popular Easter symbols, the egg and the rabbit, is not in the Bible. Yet it's used this even in churches. That's wrong. It's not in the Bible. Easter symbols the egg and the rabbit. The Encyclopedia of Religion says the egg symbolizes new life breaking through the apparent death, meaning hardness of the eggshell. It adds the rabbit was known as an extraordinarily fertile creature, and hence it symbolizes the coming of spring. Philip Walter, a professor of medieval literature, explained how such customs became part of the Easter celebration. He wrote that in the process of the Christianization, the pagan religions, it was easy to associate the pagan festival that celebrated the passage from the death of winter of the life of springtime with Jesus' resurrection. Walter adds that it was a key step in introduction and introducing Christians' commemorations to the pagan calendar, thus smoothing the way to mass conversion. For the noise in background, we have a group here, and then we have there some little traffic noise coming by. So, we are doing this outside or some other locations where other people are available. This process of Christianization did not occur while the apostles were still alive, because they acted as a restraint against mechanism to Thessalonians 2:7, is said. The Apostle Paul warned that after his going away, men would rise and speak twisted things to draw away the disciples after themselves. This is in Acts 20:29-30. So Acts 20 is the chapter, and 20 and 30 are the lines. And late in the first century, the Apostle John wrote that some men were already misleading Christians. This is in 1 John 2:18 and 26. The way was open for the eventual adoption of pagan customs. Please, look at these notes, look at these references in the Bible and study them with the whole family. Some may feel, however, that allowing some of the Easter customs was not wrong, that it gave pagans a better understanding of the meaning of Jesus' resurrection. Paul, however, would never have agreed. Although exposed to many pagan customs while traveling through the Roman Empire, he never adopted any of them to give people a better understanding of Jesus. How can we believe this, Paul and so on and everything? Because God inspired what they wrote down. Just start believing it. It's a miracle, but just believe it. In God's form, there's much things that we cannot understand with human behavior, that human brains, we cannot understand. We have limited understanding. So don't you even try to resolve that with your own brains, because nobody can. Just do what I'm guiding you to do, not because I am guiding you to do, because this is the Bible guiding you to do. Bible says study this and believe this, and says I put these 101 evidences there for you to believe that this is written, dictated by me and written down by my secretaries and the Bible. When you start understanding this and study what I've been explaining to you, you will see the truth, and the truth will set you free. Truth will make you rich, even financially. When you start following the biblical guidance, you become a millionaire. This is what you want. When you start following the biblical guidance, apply the information how to stay healthy, you will stay healthy. You have all the Bible in there, material in the Bible, how to stay successful, how to become successful, how to have successful children, how to have happy marriage. Everything is there. Everything is there. How would I know, for instance, family issues are there? Because I'm a family counselor. I have studied so many areas that I understand these combinations. And that's all there in the Bible. I didn't know this in the beginning. I have figured it out on my own. Because that's the case. I can prove it to you. Start doing and studying with the family meeting what I tell you to do. Then you will be successful. Then you will be understanding all these things. Let's go back to this today's topic. So, some might feel, however, that allowing some of these Easter customs was not wrong, that it gave the pagans a better understanding of the meaning of Jesus' resurrection. Paul, however, would never have agreed, although exposed to many pagan customs while traveling through the Roman Empire, he never adopted any of them to give people a better understanding of Jesus. Why does the Paul matter? Because he's chosen by God to be his secretary. On the contrary, he warned the Christians, meaning Paul, do not become unevenly yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship do righteousness and lawlessness have? Or what sharing does light have with darkness? Therefore get out from among them and separate yourself, says God, and quit touching the unclean things. This is in 2 Corinthians 6:14 and 17. Study only the Bible when it comes how to live. And you apply the information in your family and you will be successful. Now, everything what is in our affiliated organization, it's Save the American Family, STAF, abbreviated, and website www.staf1.weebly.com. Take in your family meeting material from there also. I don't think I mentioned this. And start from the tab there, services and sub-tab, restoring any marriage. That's the family tab. Take one part of from there also, that I forgot to mention. This is important information for your the family. So, what is the piece, what I just said last, is in 2 Corinthians 6:14 and 17. What is the result of a brief explanation of the details? It is clearly revealed that Easter is not a Christian celebration. Now, you can still celebrate Easter, but remember what the facts are in the Bible. Now, let's have something. We have today in our show website, interesting topic, fresh air and sunshine, natural antibiotics. We take it up also in this show in the future, maybe even next time. But let's look at natural miracles, and ask you a question. We take sometimes examples from the nature. The remarkable hearing of the great vox moth, moth M-O-T-H. Let's see, I can find it. The great vox moth can hear high-pitched sound better than any known creature in the world. Yet its ears are very simple in structure, each being about the size of a pinhead only. Consider, for years, the greater vox moth hearing has been a subject of study. More recently, scientists at the University of Strathclyde, Scotland, Strathclyde, Scotland, tested the moth's hearing with a wide range of sounds. They measured the vibrations of these tympanal membranes and recorded the activity of their auditory nerves. The eardrum still responded when exposed to sounds at the frequency of 300 kilohertz. By comparison, that echolocation has been recorded at up to 202 kilohertz. The hearing of dolphins peaks at 160 kilohertz, and humans do not hear beyond 20 kilohertz. What does this have to do with us? Researchers would like to use the superior hearing capability of the greater wax moth as the basis for new technology. How? To help make better and smaller microphones, says Dr. James Windmill of the University of Strathclyde in Scotland. These could be put in a wide range of devices such as mobile phones and hearing aids. What do you think? Did the remarkable hearing of the greater vox moth come about by revolution, or was it designed? Meaning designed, created by God as it is. All this noise here, both are biased, but they have no choice, because we are in a public place, and we do this in a public voice with the audience, as I have mentioned. The show time is so soon over, not yet, but I will still say the same things. Start studying the Bible. Have the family meeting and apply the information of what you hear from our show and what you learn in our website. The church website is www.gcc, abbreviated from Global Church of God, oneorg.weebly.com. The study material you take from for your family meeting, you take from the Proverbs from the Bible with the Modern Language Bible. You find the Modern Language Bible in the website. You study what's the Modern Language. Go to the internet and ask Modern Language Bibles in your own language and English. If your English is good enough, use the English Bible. Then you learn more English at the same time. Once a week, you have a family meeting. For the family meeting, you study at this, as a whole family, selected material from the Proverbs, then from the New Testament, then from the Old Testament, systematically from the beginning, just a little bit of each, and from Revelation, and then from the Global Church of God website, success logic there, the 101 thesis or evidences, you find it there, and then from our affiliated organization, which is a science organization, Save the American Family, abbreviated STAF, and website is www.stafoneorg.bibly.com, and there the website tab services, and there sub tab restoring any marriage. That is the family tab, very huge. Now, combine this study material weekly, go outside as much as you can, because outside, fresh air and sunshine are natural antibiotics and give you new life. If you cannot go outside, be home as a family and have everybody in the family meeting present. The show time is soon over. Start listening to this show continuously with your whole family and apply the information. I remind that knowledge is no power, because only applied knowledge is power. And by experience, I state this one. When you apply the information what you learn in your family meeting based on the instructions what I have given to you, also based on my own experience, you will have a much better life. Your marriage will be stronger and happier. Your family union will be stronger and happier. And you will have better children. They give less trouble to themselves. They are not going to be involved in wrong things in their lives. You can avoid that way, and when you apply the information, you will be staying healthy, and you will become wealthy when you so decide. including a millionaire. And that's not a joke. And this show time is now over. I will continue with you next time. So, thank you. And until next time, this is your host, Dr. Christian.